All right, it's time for a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
Well, we set the bar low, a little hurdle you can leap over successfully just by not doing this.
Look, I understand homeowners associations, HOAs, don't necessarily always have the best
reputation.
Reputation, sure.
Sometimes people don't like rules, things like that.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without dropping a deuce on your neighbor's house.
Oh, gosh.
When you're a sitting member of the HOA in your neighborhood, then you're doing okay.
Well, she was a sitting member on the lawn.
Yes. Now, I don't know if at 74, you either don't think the rules apply to you anymore, you just don't care, or you need to look at it like, you know, you should know better.
Did nature call and she just couldn't make it back inside her house?
So this guy in Indiana neighborhood there, I think up near Indianapolis.
Okay.
All right. So he's there in his neighborhood. Noticed that there had been some gifts being left on the side of his house.
Let me guess, decided to point the camera in that general direction, see if he could catch a little something?
Yeah, that's exactly what he did. And that's when he saw his 74-year-old neighbor leaving him presents.
No.
So he took it to the police and was like, hey, and they confronted her. She was like, nope, not me.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, well, who's this then? And she's like, all right, fine, it's me.
But I just had to go real bad.
That's what she said. She said,
sorry.
Nature called, and I had to pop a squat there next to old buddy's house
a
couple different times.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. There may be more to this story, because apparently he has had some issues with the neighborhood HOA, but he didn't think any of the members of the HOA had a vendetta against him. And he didn't know any of them personally.
And apparently didn't know she was on the board.
Yeah.
But did she know of him? That is really the question.
Well, see, that's what
that
we're...
That could give her motive.
That's what we're implying is that since he's had some issues with the HOA, she knows this.
Mm-hmm.
She has since resigned her position.
Well, I'm going to send a little message.
At the HOA.
Yeah, probably best if we step down.
Listen, she got busted for, yes, criminal trespass, sure. Criminal mischief, yes, sure. And public nudity.
Oh, gosh.
Because
at 74.
She had to pop a squat.
Right. Showed her derriere.
She was Winnie the Pooh in it, literally.
Wow. That's just... But you know what? Kudos to her agility. Because you have to get pretty low if you're doing that on the grass. And at 74,
I think that could
be more difficult.
She might have been using the house as
to lean up against. I saw the video. She looks like she's pretty agile.
Well, good for her
age. So good for her.
Is that what we're saying? Hey, you know what? Well done.
You know what? She's getting some squats in.
Yeah, you're obviously healthy.
Your joints look all right.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without dropping a deuce on your neighbor's house when you're a sitting member of the HOA, you're doing okay.
Or just in general. Let's just not poop in people's yards. Even if your dog does pick it up. But let's not let ourselves or kids or anything else.
Listen, I'm not going to sit there and throw blame and shame at people who have had to use nature instead of
a
restroom.
You've been a poop patrol before.
I have.
Yes.
I'm not throwing shame at that. I'm just saying.
Couldn't make it home on a bike trip, right?
I'm just saying, let's not do it as retaliation.
Go, okay.
All right? That's all, right. All I'm saying.
Sometimes nature calls and you can't help it.
I mean, what are you going to do?
All right.
I mark this territory.
Oh, God.
In the alley. For me.
Wow.
All right, that is your set of the bar story.